Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Our good friend Rose just texted in on the text line, and she says, "Hey, Jer, what did the doctor say about your finger?"
Yeah.
I'll give you a quick update on the finger. So this happened like a week and a half ago, out of nowhere. My pointer finger on the left hand just swelled up. It just got fat and really is hurting. Can't make a fist. Really hard to bend it. It's really bad at night. It was like
it's
waking
sensitive.
Me up. Like I had pains in my hand. So Nick Nack made a doctor's appointment for me because I'm a man.
Doctor.
So she made the doctor's appointment for me a couple days ago. And it was for like 4 in the afternoon. And 4 in the afternoon, my finger starts feeling better throughout the day. The swelling goes down. I can bend it. It just starts feeling better towards the end of the day. And then it kind of starts all over again. But it was really feeling better. So I called the doctor and canceled.
Of
I was like, I don't need to go in.
Of course
they're
going
to look at me like, who's this guy coming in for with his finger?
My fingy. Hook.
My fingy, right?
You canceled your appointment
canceled
with the doctor.
It.
Jeremy?
Yes. It's
today,
not a big deal.
Today, it's the size of a bratwurst.
It is big.
And
it
was really hurting last night. And the thing is, you know, it gets red and hot. So I don't know. There might be an infection in there. Whatever.
Hey, it's just, what? No big deal. Just an appendage.
Hopefully, I don't get in a fight because I can't make a fist. So I don't know what to do about it. It came on out of nowhere. And I'm racking my brain as to, did I slam a weight down on it working out? Did I punch something in anger, or, you know, which none of this happened. Just out of nowhere, this thing swells up and it starts hurting. The only thing I can think of, which is even more embarrassing than going into the doctor with a swollen finger, is my son got brand new basketball shoes. And before he goes to play, he likes them tied really tight. So he's like, Dad, can you make sure my shoes are super tight? So I get in there. Josh, you're familiar with tennis shoes, as
yes.
we all are.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, in sports, I looped this finger around those laces and it's really yanking them, each and every one of them up the, you know, up his shoe and then tying them really tight. And it kind of, it hurts the most on where you would hook the lace on your finger and pull.
Huh.
So
do you like pull a tendon or something?
I don't know if I hurt my finger tying my son's shoes.
What?
That has
I
to
think
be
that
it, though.
Might be what's it is that I jacked it up pulling shoelaces.
I seriously
tight.
Wonder if you like pulled a tendon or did something, because you can get a thing called like a hammer finger.
Okay,
and it's I don't
can't
think
touch
that's
this.
What you have. But that is hilarious. I hurt my finger
tying like
shoes.
If you start squeezing at the top by the nail and kind of work your way down, it gets a little more tender around the fatty part where it meets your hand.
And that's where it's most swollen.
That's where you're going to hook the laces and pull them as tight as you can so you can play basketball. No, I'm really not going into the doctor.
I can't believe
how do you think you did this? I think probably tying shoes.
Well, it's probably something also they can't do anything about.
Like,
that's
just time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
you
I'm telling Nick now.
You should get one of those fun little finger splints.
Okay.
Yeah,
I went on to Amazon and looked at the finger splints that you can like bend around it and keep it straight while you sleep.
Yes.
So all night. I'm number one.
Oh my gosh.
I should get and wear it to work.
You
too,
should.
Like an idiot.
I feel like you don't need it.
I don't need
though.
It. It's not broken. I think that's more for when you break something, I think, or
sprain I think it's
it.
For keeping it in place so it can heal properly. Like, that's what you want to do,
but
I feel.
But what's to heal?
I
just
don't
so you
know.
Don't mess with it.
I just can't tie shoes anymore.
I feel like the more you mess with it, the more it's just going to screw it all up in there. I don't know.
I don't know, guys. But anyway, Rose, who texted in, there's your update. I didn't go to the doctor. I'm going to tough it out, and I think I heard it tying shoes.
Oh, gosh. So.
It's embarrassing and awkward for me to say.
Embarrassing for us to hear
it's
it.
Embarrassing
so my
for
gosh.
Everybody. So there's your update on my finger. I'll post pics later. Big
about
old
to fall
fat
out.
Sausage fingers.
I know, it's so fat.
Speaking of body and health, we got this dude next door. What's his name? I'm drawing
Dan
a blank.
Tanner.
Dan Tanner.
DT.
Dan Tanner
on
stopped.
The street.
DT. He's such a dork. He stopped Katie and I when we were walking out of the station yesterday.
Yeah.
And just started verbal vomiting about his health stuff that he's doing
You're
right
funny.
Now.
Okay, so the day before we were actually chatting about it. So
this is a first for me.
The weekend. So we were chatting about it on Friday, and he was telling me that he was on day 3 of a 5-day fast. And I was like, You haven't eaten in 3 days? And he was like, no, just water, coffee, and some electrolyte stuff. That's all that he was consuming. And he said he watched this video that said it is super beneficial for you to do a 5-day fast. And in fact, it like resets your whole body to where you're in way better shape than you were before. And it does a lot of things like for your metabolism, which is something I've been struggling with recently. So it resets your metabolism and also your immune system. If you can not eat for 5 days and really flush out your body's toxins. Now, again, we just want to point out that you should not do this without checking with your doctor, right? That's what we should point out in the very
beginning.
Consult
your doctor.
We just don't want to tell you to not eat for 5 days because it's good for you.
And
it's
make
not
sure
Katie on
everybody.
The radio told me not to eat for 5 days.
I know.
And now I can't feel anything.
Exactly. So just, you know, keep in mind this is per person. But yeah, DT was 3 days in on Friday and was telling me about it. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is fascinating to me. I have no idea how you don't eat for 5 days because that just sounds like
so was
awful to
yesterday
me.
Five.
Yesterday was yesterday, five.
Does he start eating today
and
then?
No,
or how long
he's
was he
like,
going?
He's
like,
going
well,
7 days?
He's Forrest Gumping it now. He's like, I made it this far. Might as well
that's
keep
not
going.
Good.
That's
yeah,
just
so
starvation.
He said the ideal day is 7. So that's he's like, once I hit 5 and it was not as hard as I thought it was going to be, I just kept going because 7 was the ideal number. So he's not going to eat until Thursday now. But
if you are
know.
Getting electrolytes and you're having coffee and you are having tea and a little bit of sugar and stuff, that is okay. But you don't want to just not be – if you want to just go water for 7 days, that's horrible. Don't do that. If you get electrolytes, you can do that because electrolytes are hugely important to you. You can do it.
So you have a Gatorade?
I wouldn't do Gatorade. I would do sugar-free.
Yeah.
Because if you're just hopping yourself up on sugar constantly
it's
for 7 days,
crash.
That's not good.
Yeah.
But there's ways to do it healthily, the health way. Just make sure that you – yeah. Just make sure that you really do your research. Don't just go 7 days without – eating food.
Yeah, well,
that's horrible.
I would start hallucinating.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, and he said,
and that's
so,
what I was asking him. I was like, are you feeling trippy? Are you tasting colors?
Yeah, that's what
he's like,
said.
I've been high for 4 days.
Yeah, like he I don't said, feel like he should be driving.
No, he said that the first 2 days were kind of like that, where you have like an out of body experience almost. You feel a little spacey, not quite with it. But if you can get past those 2 days, it is smooth sailing. And that's kind of why
that's because you're dying.
It.
Well, no, isn't that like when your body starts eating itself?
It starts eating the fat cells.
Ketosis.
Yes.
And so
ketosis.
It's eating, your body likes to eat your fat, I guess. Like it likes to consume itself, if you will.
Oh, Doritos.
And so he says, like, you almost get like a euphoric feeling the last couple days.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Was,
I don't
like,
think he should be driving
around here yesterday, like, yeah, I love life. I'm like, that's all you have to do
he's
is
like,
not
I see
eat.
Three Katies.
I know. I've been doing it wrong, but he
I'd
also
be grumpy.
Said, he said like that you, when you if you're it's your first time fasting, right? If you've never done this before, you should try the intermittent fasting first. So he said that that's what they recommend is you try the intermittent fasting before you go a full on fast. I feel like I kind of do the intermittent fasting already because like I wake up at 4. I don't eat until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's maybe it's just because I drink so much dang coffee. But I do
that
not
does seem
consume
like a fast.
Food
it is, yeah.
until 2 o'clock. And it's just like my body is not hungry until then. So I feel like I have a good idea of what fasting would do. But my problem is it's like when I'm not supposed to eat, so that after 7 mark where they're like, you should not, that's when I want to eat everything. I'm like, let's go to the buffet.
That's why you got to go to bed.
7 o'clock at night.
Go to bed hungry.
So, yeah, but this is just fascinating me because, again, the fact that you can reset your body in so many productive, positive ways. I really want to try it. I just don't know if I can do it.
That's 72 the thing.
Hours.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Oh,
you can
I
do
don't
it.
No.
You could do it. You just have to have the willpower to do it and keep the fridge closed.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's going on 7 days, this guy's a he's a whack job if you know him. Like he's mentally doing it. So.
Yeah. Well, and I would just have to change a lot of habits.
He's so in ketosis right now.
He is.
He's all up in that ketosis.
He's floating. He's actually floating.
Is.
I saw him yesterday.
My problem is like I go to bed watching food videos, so I probably
well,
wouldn't be able
the,
to do
okay,
that.
So
why are you doing that?
I couldn't
it,
do
Josh,
this because I'm like
it.
You. I like food. Okay.
Yes.
So here's my life, total opposite of Dan Tanner's.
Yeah.
So Nick Nack had her birthday on Sunday. There's chocolate cake down in the fridge in the freezer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So last night I turned off the camera. We have a camera in the basement, you know, just to keep an eye on the kids and stuff. I turned off the camera and snuck downstairs with a fork, and I opened the basement fridge, and I ate the chocolate cake out of the container.
Dude. You didn't injure your finger. You have gout.
I know.
What are you talking
about? That's what I told
him. I was like tiptoed down the stairs, eating the cake out of the fridge in the basement, and then I tiptoed back upstairs and turned the camera back on.
Knickknacks and big, why is there a 40-second gap?
I know.
Don't worry about it as I got chocolate in my teeth. Definitely not
what?
In ketosis yeah. right here. I'm in cake-tosis.
Cake-tosis.
Thank you very much.
Killing it.
Yeah.